This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, April 13th. God's word for you today is in community. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 11, verse 1 to 2, and it says, "Once Jesus was in a certain place praying. As he finished, one of his disciples came to him and said, 'Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples.' Jesus said, 'This is how you should pray.'" As we tackle this decade of destiny, this decade of light, in addition to choosing the right values and choosing the right guide, we need to choose the right team. Back to the illustration of the doors. When the light comes on, we can see the opportunities that lie ahead of us. We choose the right guide to take us in and navigate through what lies behind the door. Then we need to choose the right team to be all that God has called us to be. Over the next few days, we will be looking at choosing the right team. The truth is that to do what God has created you to do, you are going to need a team, a brain trust, as it were, a support group, and a personal board of advisors. You are going to need people that will come around you, or a team that you will join. People that you will link hands together with to fulfill God's purposes for your life. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 9 says, "For we are partners working together for God." We work together as partners who belong to God. All our stories are to God's glory. Success is never even a one-man show. Success takes a team. It takes a team to fulfill a dream. As it is said, teamwork makes the dream work. When you look at a great tennis player, for instance, it appears he or she is standing alone. However, most of them have a coach in the stand, a hitting partner in the stand, a medical team, and a racket stringer that travels with them. The best of the best people always work with teams. You cannot fulfill your life's vision without being part of a team. The way God set things up is we need models, mentors, and allies, and we need friends. And God puts us in community where we will have models, mentors, allies, and friends. It is possible to have models, mentors, allies, and friends outside of the community, but the key thing is for you to fulfill your destiny. God has put you in community so that you will have models, mentors, allies, and friends. Models are people you need to copy, to imitate, for you to fulfill your destiny. For you to be spiritual, there must be someone who is spiritual that you are copying. I know people want to be the original. They do not want to copy anybody. Yet, the truth is that everything you learn to do in life, you learn by modeling, by copying someone. You learn to walk, to eat, to speak, and the list goes on by models in your environment, your community. People can grow and come into their own, but we first have to learn by modeling. Let us pray. Father, thank you for planting me in the right community. Guide me to the right models, mentors, allies, and friends in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.